Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about the notion of being Mekadish the Chodesh al Pi Re'iya, and what happened when the Shluchei Beis Din didn't get everywhere to let everybody know that what day was Rosh Chodesh. So we know the result of that. In those areas where Shluchei Beis Din were able to inform them in a timely fashion, people knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, exactly when Yom Tov was supposed to be, and they observed the Yom Tov on time. And in places that were more far-flung and didn't get the information in time, they observed 2 days of Yom Tov, Misad Safek. And eventually, it became the practice that in all of Chutz Laretz, we observe 2 days of Yom Tov, and in Eretz Yisrael, we observe one day of Yom Tov, even though we have a fixed calendar. So, Al Shisha Chadash Mashluchin Yotzin, there were 6 months that the Shluchim would have to let people know when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, because there was something that happened in each of those months where it was critical to know what day was really Rosh Chodesh. Al Nisan Mneh Pesach, certainly people had to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was so they could know when to celebrate. When to celebrate Pesach. Al Av Mipnei Atainis, people had to know when Tisha B'Av was, so they needed Shluchim to go out to let us know when Rosh Chodesh Av was. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, and Elul so that people can know when to establish Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Mipnei, and now that's interesting because Rosh Hashanah is not really in Elul, but the 30th day of Elul they would make Rosh Hashanah because they can't send anybody on Echad B'Tishrei obviously to know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. That's obviously too late. So they relied on the idea that most years Elul was not Mu'ubar, was only 29 days, and they were knowing Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul. And then Al Tishrei, they sent out Shluchim again for Tishrei, but not because it helped out for Rosh Hashanah, it didn't. Because they had to know when Yom Kippur was, when Sukkot was. There's more going on in Tishrei. Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah, they sent out Shluchim and Kislev for Chanukah. Val Adar Mipnei Apurim, and Adar so that people can know when to celebrate Purim. Ukshoy Beis Mishkayim, Yosanaf Al Iyar. When there was a Beis HaMikdash around, they would need to send out Shluchim for Iyar as well, so people can know when to celebrate Pesach Sheni, so that they could bring those who missed the Karban Pesach the first time around, could bring on Pesach Sheni. Now, the Mishnah had said that they would only go out for 6 months. So ask the Gemara, Velipkunami at Tammuz v'Teves. Why don't the Shluchim go out for Tammuz and Teves as well? Because aren't there fast days during those months as well? Isn't Shavasar b'Tammuz a fast day? Isn't Asar b'Teves a fast day? So if Tisha B'Av is good enough reason to go out, why isn't Tammuz and Teves? Damar Rav Chanan bar Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasida, May d'chsiv. What does the pasuk mean when Zechariah Anavi tells us to those who sent to ask after the binyan by Yesheni whether they need to continue to fast on the 4 fast days now that we have a Beis Hamikdash? And Zechariah said, Koamar Hashem Tzvakos, Som Haravi'i Shavas Batamos, Vitsoma Chamishi, which is Tishbav, Vitsoma Shvi'i, that's Som Gedalia, Vitsoma Asiri, that's Asar B'Teves, Yel Beis Yehuda L'Sasun L'Simcha, you don't need to fast, Adraba, these days are going to be days of joy and celebration, no more fasting. So the Gemara says, Kari Luhu Tzom, the Pasuk calls these days fast days, Vikari Luhu Sasun V'Simcha, and at the same time it calls it days of rejoicing, of Sasan and Simcha. Now, if they're totally going to turn into Sasan and Simcha, why does it call it a Tzom? It should have said, Hayamim Shahayu Tzom, that used to be a fast day, are now instead going to be Sasan and Simcha. But that's not what it says. It says the days that are a fast day are going to be Sasan and Simcha. So the Gemara says the way to reconcile is as follows. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, when the Goyim are not in control over us, Yil Sasan and Simcha. Then they're going to be days of celebration. Ein shalom tzom. But when there's no shalom and we're under the dominion of the Goyim, then it's going to be a day of fasting. So the Gemara's question is, why not send out shluchim for Tammuz and Teves, since even in the time of the Mishnah, they still had to observe Shavasar b'Tammuz and Asar b'Teves, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the Goyim certainly ruled over us, so it had to be a fast day. So why didn't shluchim go out for these months as well? So answer Gemara Amar Papa Hachi Kamar. Bizman sheyesh shalom, yil sasan l'simcha. When there's shalom, then those days are days of sasan l'simcha. Yesh gezeres hamalchus tzom. When there's a gezeres hamalchus against the Jewish people, gezeres shema, that we're not allowed to be religious, we're not allowed to serve God, then it's a fast day. Ein Gzeres HaMalchus ve'ein Shalom. But if you have neither Gzeres HaMalchus nor Shalom, Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. Then people have the option, and during the times of the Mishnah, there was no Shmad, but it also wasn't Shalom, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So it really depended on what people wanted. There was no Chiyuv to fast. So that's why Shluchim didn't go out to let people know about these fast days, because it wasn't so important. People had the option. It wasn't an absolute Chiyuv anyway. Frek the Gemara, yeah, but Ihachi Tisha B'Av Nami. Tisha B'Av should be in the same boat then as these other fast days. So Amrav Papa, Shiny Tisha B'Av, Hol V'Huch Pulu Bot Tzaros. Now Tisha B'Av is different because there were so many Tzaros on Tisha B'Av. The Churban Beis HaMikdash happened on it twice. So Damar Mar B'Tisha B'Av Charev Bayis Barishona Uba Shniya. Beis HaMikdash first and second were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. V'Nilka Da Beitar. Beitar was captured. V'Nechru Shayir. Yerushalayim was raised over and by Turnus Rufus, the Roman general, and since all these tzaros happened, Klal Yisrael was knowing Tzom on Tisha B'Av as if it were a Chiyuv, even when it wasn't really a Chiyuv. So I guess main point number one, they didn't have to send out Shluchim about the minor fast days, because when it wasn't a Gezeirah Shmad, those were optional fast days, whereas Tisha B'Av, people always took a little more seriously. Tanya, Am Rabbi Shimon, Arba Dvar Mahayi Rabbi Akiva Doresh, Va'ani Ein Doresh Kamosa. There are four drushas Rabbi Akiva made, and I don't darshan like him in these four drushas, and one of them is the drusha that he makes with regard to the Tzomos. That Tzomar Vi is at Tisha B'Tamos. Rabbi Akiva would say Tzomar Vi is a reference to the ninth day of Tamos, Shabo Huvka Yir, because that's when they laid siege to the city. Shnemar b'chodesh arvi b'tisha l'chodesh v'yachzak rav b'ir v'loya lahem la'am ha'aretz v'tibaka ha'ir. V'amai kari le'rvi, why does the pasuk call it Tzom ha'rvi? Because rvi l'chadashim. Tammuz is the fourth month. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, the fourth month of the year. Tzom ha'chamishi is at Tishbav, Shabon Nisraf Beis HaLakenu. Tzom ha'chamishi is Tishbav, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash was burnt. V'amai kari le'chamishi, why is it called chamishi? Because Av is Chamishi L'Chadashim, the fifth month. Tzom HaShvi is Ashlosh B'Tishrei. That's the third day of Tishrei. Shabod Nera Gedaliah Ben Achikam. That's when Gedaliah Ben Achikam was killed. Umi Harago, and who killed him? Yishmol Ben Nesanya Harago. Yishmol Ben Nesanya was the one who killed Gedaliah Ben Achikam. It's Mefurish in the Paskin Yirmiyo. Then Yishmol Ben Nesanya killed Gedaliah. Unclear why the Gemara has to say it. But why is this fast day included with the other fast days that all relate to Chorban Abayis and the events leading up to Chorban Abayis? Over here, there's nothing about Chorban Abayis. It's just about the death of a single individual. Oh, but it's Lamdecha, it's the Lamedcha to teach you Sheshkula Misasan Shal Tzadikim Kastreifas Peis Elokeinu, that the death of the tzaddik is as impactful as a burning of the Beis HaMikdash. V'mai kari l'shvi, why does the pasuk call this fast day Tzom HaShvi'i? Shvi'i l'chadashim, because Tishrei is the seventh month of the year. Tzom HaSiri Zas HaRbetevis, Tzom HaSiri Zas HaRbetevis, Shabo Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim, that's where they started the Melech Bavel started attacking Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as Hashem says to Yecheskel, who was in Bavel at that time, Vayidvar Hashem Elai Bashana Atshiyus Bachodesh Asir Basol Lachodesh Lemar Ben Adam Ksav Lachas Sheim Hayom Es Etzam Hayom Azeh Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim. So he told them that it's exactly that day that's going to be the attack. V'amai kari le'asiri, asiri l'chadashim. It's called Tzom HaAsiri because it's the 10th month of the year. Frek the Gemara, v'halo hayorai zeh lichtav rishon. L'chora, this thing of Melech Bavel starting to attack Yerushalayim was the first of all of the things that happened that we made a fast day for. Because first you have to have the Meitzor, and then you have Huvko Yair, and then Nechrev Habayis. So shouldn't that fast day have been first on the list? V'lama nichtav kan. Why is it the last one on the list? That's a little bit strange, that Sar B'Teves is the last one on the list. The reason it's the last one on the list is we're going in order of the months of the year. So then Gemara says, "Vani eini omar kein ela tzom ha'asiri zechamisha b'teves." Rabbi Shimon says, "I disagree with Rabbi Akiva in terms of the identification of these fast days. I think tzom ha'asiri is the fifth day, not the tenth day of Teves. Shabo Bas Shmuel Agolos Huksa Hiir. That's when the word got to the Galus that there was Churban Yerushalayim in Beis Hamikdash. That's when people in Bavel found out. Shemar Vibishtei Hashoshana Ba'asiri Chamisha Lachodesh Lagalusenu. It was on the fifth day of Teves Ba'ilai Apalim Yerushalayim Lemar Huksa Hiir. Vasu Yom Shmuel Kiyom Strefa. And the day they heard about it, they made it like the day of the actual destruction. Vinirin Dvarai Midvarav. And says Rabbi Shimon, I think my explanation is a lot better than Rabbi Kiva's explanation. Shani Omar al Rishon Rishon Val Achron Achron. According to my explanation, the order of the fast days that are written in the Pasuk actually follow chronological order. That first you have Hufgoyir, then Nechrav Abayis, then Nera Gedalia, and then the Shmua about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, which rightfully belongs last. Rabbi Akiva's got it backwards. So Ma'asiri, which is mentioned last, was really the first event. Rabbi Akiva assumes that the Pasuk is arranging based on the order of the months of the year, based on our calendar, and Rabbi Shimon assumes that the Pasuk is arranging it not based on the months of the year, but based on the historical events that they're coming to commemorate. So let's make that a main point. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, how to identify the last fast day of the Pasuk, Tzom Ha'asiri. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Asara B'Teves, and the Pasuk is going in order of the calendar. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Chamisha B'Teves, and the Pasuk is going in order of the events that these fast days are meant to commemorate. Itmar, Rav v'Rabbi Chanina Amri, Butla Megillas Tainus. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Yom Tovim that are written in Megillas Tainus were nullified. And those days of Megillas Tainus that used to be considered a quasi Yom Tov that you weren't allowed to fast on, you weren't allowed to give eulogies on, are no longer restricted. You're allowed to fast, you can give eulogies. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Amri, lo batal Megillas Tainus. No, those days of Megillas Tainus of celebration are still observed. Rabbi Chanina Amri batal Megillas Tainus hachika amar, that they explain as follows. Bizman shiye shalom yil sasun l'simcha. When there's shalom, those fast days are sasun l'simcha. Ein shalom, but when there's no shalom, tzom, then those fast days are actual fast days. V'hanach nami, and these days of Megillas Tainus as well, kihani, are like the four tzomos. So just like the four tzomos, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there were Yom Tovim, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they became batel from being Yom Tovim, they went back to being fast days, so to the Megillas Tainus became batel from being Yom Tovim, and went back to being regular days after the Churban HaBayis. If fast days can go from being Yom Tovim when we have a Beis HaMikdash to fast days after the Beis HaMikdash, then regular days can go from being Yom Tovim when we have a Beis HaMikdash to regular days after the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amri, lo bat Megillas Tainus. The Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus are still intact. Hani who did Talin Rachman and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The fast days, of course, are going to change after the Churban because they're all about the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Hanach, but the days of Megillas Tainus that aren't really connected to the Beis HaMikdash, they're Stam celebrations. So the Kaimi, they remain in place. Masav Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asks, you want to tell me about the Megillas Tainus? Maisa v'gazru Tainus b'chanukah b'lud. One time there goes our fast day on Chanukah in Lud v'yar, Rabbi Eliezer v'rachatz, and Rabbi Eliezer said, I'm going to the bathhouse anyway, Rabbi Yeshua v'sip, and Rabbi Yeshua went and he took a haircut, even though these are not things that you do on a fast day. V'amru l'ham, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said to the people of Lud who were fasting on Chanukah, tzu'uvi his'anu al mashe his'anisim. You need to fast to do tshuva for the fact that you fasted on Chanukah. You're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. So you see that it's lo but the Megillas Tainus. The days of Chanukah continue to be days of celebration, and you're not allowed to fast. Amar Rav Yosef Shaini Chanukah, now he says the din of Chanukah is different, because even though but the Megillas Tainus, Chanukah is not but al dika mitzvah, because Chanukah has a mitzvah that goes along with it of Neros Chanukah, that's a zecher of Neis. So if you were to be mevatel Chanukah from being a Yom Tov, that's Asr Behesper Tainus, people might be mevatel the mitzvah as well. well, and that we certainly shouldn't do. But if it's not a happy day anymore, so then what's the big deal? So let's be mevatel the mitzvah as well. Elo Amar Yosef Shani Chanukah Demifarsim Nisa. Chanukah is different because it's a more famous nes. It's a more publicized nes. And the nes is going to be more publicized by fulfilling all the mitzvahs. So we treat that like a Yom Tov in the Torah, and therefore we cannot be mevatel it. So next main point, machlokas, whether all the holidays of Megillas Tainis that you're not supposed to give hespedim or fast on are still noheg after the Churban Havayis. Even if they are no longer noheg, Chanukah is an exception to the rule. Even if we're no longer knowing Megillas Tainis, Chanukah is an exception to the rule. So this will continue with Moshe Rav Bar Huna, where we'll pick up, God willing, next time.